Hello, 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 beautiful people from all over the world. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, one more time with those five M's. MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, here with you every day in every way to assist you create the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention an exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about. Now, beautiful people, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day is about, it's about that one thing that always sticks with us and will never go away, the past. Beautiful people, today's lesson, today's topic, today's episode title is the past, letting go of the past, releasing that which no longer serves you. Now, beautiful people, oftentimes we choose to hold on to things that no longer serve us. We hold on to things from the past which help us to power through a particular situation, but in our present realities, that information that we gain from the past and the now no longer serves us in this current reality because we have evolved, we have grown as individuals, and we're in new space in our lives and development. And yesterday's middle school lessons no longer serve us in our lives in this current reality. We try to shield and protect ourselves by subconsciously burying emotionally traumatic realities of our past, or simply elicit our fight or flight response and run from that which we fear, which we believe is too scary or too hurtful or too uncomfortable to face. And in the midst of that, in that instance that we run, beautiful people, that problem, hurtful moment in our lives' history, that worry or fret or concern, it doesn't disappear or dissolve, beautiful people. That little monster that lays dormant and feasts on the rolls of negative self-tape, the reels, like movie reels, that continuously play quietly in our minds and our subconscious until that monster grows to the point that it spills out in different forms and manifests in hurts and pains and ache backs or repeated habitual things that hurt us, that cause us to self-medicate or cause us to push things and bury it deep inside and pretend like we're just fine all the time when we're not, and we avoid it and run from it. It only causes that monster to grow, beautiful people. Today, I encourage you to embrace your past, face that which you have been running from, reframe that lesson in a positive, and grow stronger so that you can live and happily and enjoy the manifestation of the exceptional reality that you've been dreaming about, your dreams, and walk in the waking life and reality of your dreams, beautiful people. Now, John 14:27 in the Bible says, God can bring peace to your past, purpose to your present, and hope to your future. Peace to your past, purpose to your present, and hope for your future. We want to live on and we plan to live, and we do all that we can on in a peaceful state. And we want to live in passionate fire with purpose, motivated, encouraged, and inspired to live and lead our exceptional realities in the now. Not the future, but we hope that the future is even better than the now that which we experience to build upon every day, beautiful people. Now, I'm here to tell you, beautiful people, just because the past didn't turn out like you wanted it to doesn't mean you cannot live in the now an absolutely awesome and better than you ever dreamed and imagined exceptional reality. The past behind us has already happened and was purposed for us to grow as a result of the lessons our experiences were meant to teach us and we were meant to learn from, beautiful people. Knowing that the future is beautiful, endless, and full of possibilities of what is to come, our job is to be mindful and concentrate our efforts and energy on the exceptional reality of that we have visioneered in our dream boards and intend to walk in the reality of in our waking life. We should put our best foot forward and do all that we can do and prepare for the future, the space where preparation and opportunity may, and we can make magic of the opportunities that will be for us, that we dreamed about in the present, and walk through the realm of our architected ideals of success. The present is now and to be lived in. The present is now and to be lived in every moment, enjoyed, beautiful people. The past cannot be changed, forgotten, edited, erased, or deleted, but only accepted, beautiful people. Let our past be our past and walk into the future. This is your host with the most, that afternoon power boost of a jolt, and I wish you love, health, prosperity, wealth, blessing and abundance, love, joy, and health above everything else.